Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Amen. And good morning, everyone. Thank you and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral. We also welcome our families and friends who are following us through the television, the radio, or internet. We gather on this beautiful, lovely Sunday morning to give thanks and praise to God. Thank God for having first loved us. And today's reading, we hear how Jesus asks us to love God in return with all our heart, our soul, and our mind, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. As we prepare ourselves to celebrate this most sacred mystery of Christ's love, let us acknowledge our sins, the many times we have failed in our charity toward God and each other, and ask the Lord now for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, increase our faith, hope, and charity, and make us love what you command, so that we may merit what you promise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus. Thus says the Lord, you shall not molest or oppress an alien, for you were once aliens yourselves in the land of Egypt. You shall not wrong any widow or orphan. If ever you wrong them and they cry out to me, I will surely hear their cry. My wrath will flare up and I will kill you with the sword. Then your own wives will be widows, and your children orphans. If you lend money to one of your poor neighbors among my people, you should not act like an extortioner toward them by demanding interest from them. If you take your neighbor's cloak as a pledge, you shall return it to him before sunset, for this cloak of his is the only covering he has for his body. What else has he to sleep in? If he cries out to me, I will hear him, for I am compassionate. The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, you know what sort of people we were among you for your sake, and you became imitators of us and of the Lord, receiving the word in great affliction with joy from the Holy Spirit, so that you became model of for all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you the word of the Lord has sounded forth, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place your faith in God has gone forth, so that we have no need to say anything. For they themselves openly declare about you what sort of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to await his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the coming wrath. The word of the Lord.
Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Of all the commandments in the law, which is the greatest? When it comes to the law, most of us don't really care for it until we need it. Other than that, we can do without. But then what will our society be like without law and order? It is reported that we have so many laws here in the United States and books written on them that we don't have big enough rooms to hold all the laws in one room, perhaps even as big as his church. It is also reported that from the moment we wake up until to about this point, we have broken laws that we do not know about. So that's how complicated it can be. So when the question was asked of Jesus, of all the commandments in the law, which is the greatest? During Jesus' time, they have about 613 laws, major ones, out of the Ten Commandments. They have increased and added to it. And then, of course, there are minor laws that kind of supporting it. And so it's quite confusing as to know or determine which law is the greatest. And so when the question was asked of Jesus, which law, his commandment is the greatest, it wasn't the first time that it was asked from a person, our students, to a teacher. In the first century, Rabbi Hillel, he was asked that question as to which commandments is the greatest. And his response to his pupils was, "What is hateful or hurtful to you, do not do to your neighbor." That is the whole of the Torah. The rest, just commentaries. Go and learn it. Indeed, when the Israelites left Egypt, they did not know of the law of God. They knew the law back then, but it's only Egyptian laws, because they've been there over 500 years. And after that long, they knew about the law of the Gentiles. And so on the way out, on Exodus, in today's first reading, as Moses led them out, God slowly introducing his thoughts through the laws to them. And most of them were just kind of don't do. It's a negative law. For example, in the first reading you hear how it says that, do not molest the aliens, for you were once also aliens, meaning do not harm them. And then the second was, do not abuse the widows or the orphans, because they are defenseless. And then went on to say that, do not extort money from people that you lend to if they can't repay you. And of course said, do not keep the coat. If you enter into an agreement with a person to take his coat, you have to return them by nightfall so he has something to wear to keep himself from the cold. So all these laws were don't do. That's why the rabbi Hillel said that whatever is hurtful to you, don't do to others. So it's pretty easy to keep, as you don't do evil. But he didn't say anything about doing good. But when it was asked of Jesus, he changed that. He made something we have to do that is good. Not only not doing anything bad, but do something that is good as well. That's why when he was asked, he said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Now, just saying that, he said, okay, we can do that. But what does it mean to love the Lord with all your heart? Now, we have to kind of look into the heart. We romanticize the heart in this culture. Certain feasts like St. Valentine's or at weddings, you see the heart strong and with all these flowers around it. And the heart, as we know, is the source of all knowledge and love. It also, all these three, heart, soul, and mind, they generate life for us. And so the heart is source of our being. Without it, we died. And it's also the source of love as well. I just came back from a funeral yesterday. My uncle in California, right about this time, I had a funeral over there. It's 7 o'clock there, or close to 8. And so his heart gave out. That's just it. His heart gave out. So he died. And so when Jesus said to love him with all our heart, meaning that as if our life depends on it, the moment our heart stops, we died. So the moment we fail to love God, we died. And then he went on to say, with all your soul, as you know that our body, when we're created, God created us with a body and a soul. And the church declare a person's disease when the soul actually leaves the body. So it's a source of energy and of life for all of us. The moment it leaves us, we die. And so we have to love the Lord as if our life depends on it, as our souls depends on it as well. And to love the Lord with all your mind, so you know that this is a source of willing. We mind it, we will it, it comes about. When the Lord created the heavens and earth, he willed it, and of course he uttered the words, and the world was created. And so that's what Jesus meant when he said that to love the Lord with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. But then Jesus never failed to seize the opportunity, the teachable moments. He added a second commandment, to love your neighbor as you love yourself. I remember one time this man who came up to me, quite wise, and he said, Father, had Jesus stopped at to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind, I would have been a saint. It is the second commandment that I have a problem with. I cannot love my neighbor. interesting he say that, because the scriptures emphasize very, very greatly saying that how can we say we love a God that we cannot see, at the same time claim to cannot love a neighbor that we can see. And so we cannot say we love God without the love of our neighbor. And it is in the loving of neighbors that can make or break us, to make us a saint or not. And in this Eucharist, as we gather each and every Sunday, we express to God the love first for God. The first fruits of the week, on the first day of the week, we give to God. That's why the church requires of us to attend Mass on Sunday. First day of the week, the first hour of that day, we give to God. That's what do we mean when you love God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. And from this Eucharist, we will draw from God the strength to be able to love our neighbors. And sometimes we don't have to do great, wonderful, powerful things. People have to see in order to see that we love our neighbor. Sometimes it's just small, subtle things. Case in point. There was a high schooler named Billy. After school one day, he cleared out his locker, took all his books, his gym clothes, baseball bat, a football, and then he was carrying them with full arm loads of his stuff. As he walking home, he stumbled over the sidewalks, the curb, and all the books and gym's clothing and sports equipment went flying. And he was just picking them up. As he picked them up, Mark on the other side of the streets saw that. So he ran over and he helped Billy pick up his books and his gym clothes and his sports equipment. And Billy thanked him, and they walked together to Billy's home, and Billy invited him in and offered him a glass of lemonade. And they talked. The interesting thing was that when Billy cleared all these things out, it wasn't the end of the school year. It was just the middle of the school year, like now. And Mark never questioned that. And as the half a year went on, they met each other, they hung out with each other once in a while, they talked. But on the graduation day, they got together, and Billy said, "Remember a few months ago when I cleared out all my books and clothing and sports equipment, and when I fell and you helped me pick up my books?" And Mark said, "Yeah, why did you do that?" And Billy said, "Well, I cleared out all my stuff that day and took them home because I was going to kill myself, commit suicide. But you came over and you pick up the books and you helped me realize that life can't be that bad. By helping me picking up the books, you saved my life." Little things, subtle things. Oftentimes we missed the opportunity that God sent into our lives to love our neighbors. We don't have to do great things, but we do have to do simple things faithfully. Mark saved his friend's life because he was perceptive and he helped them. And so in this Eucharist, God asks of us again to seek little things to do for each other. Feed the homeless. We do that here once or twice a month. Volunteer over there at Catholic Charity if we have time. Go and help those children who are being abused, neglected by their parents at the Ark. If you see somebody you know and your neighbor who are shut in, and help them get to the hospital, see the doctor if they need to, grocery shopping for them. You see children, even your own children, that they need to talk to you. Take the time to listen to them. These are the little things that God asks of us to love our neighbor. And when we do that faithfully, then loving God is a given. And so as we gather here today, we ask the Lord to help us, to give us the strength and the courage through this Eucharist, to be able to love each other as we love ourselves, so that way we might love God indeed with all our heart, our soul, and our mind. Let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. God is our rock and our refuge. Let us pray now to our God on behalf of our world in need.
For God's holy church, as we proclaim Christ to the world by our love for each other and our neighbors, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who labor tirelessly for the benefit of others, especially those who work in shelters for people who are homeless, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are orphaned and widowed, and for all who are in need of compassion and love, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those ordained to the priesthood, may God bring to completion the good work begun in them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the safety of all the members of our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the intentions of Analia and Marshall Matthews, who celebrate their wedding anniversary, and for the eternal repose of the souls of Yolanda S. Robinson, Emilia C. Trujillo, and Dennis Bustillos, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now, my friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. Lord God of love, you hear the cry of the poor. Graciously listen to these our prayers and grant them according to your will. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. Look, we pray, O Lord, on the offerings we make to your majesty, that whatever is done by us in your service may be directed above all to your glory, through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you,
and with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you laid the foundations of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You form man in your own image and sets humanity over the whole world in all its wonder. You rule in your name over all you who have made and forever praise you in your mighty works through Christ our Lord. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection.
Amen. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis, our Pope, and Michael, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the praise of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you, at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory now.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
With joy.
Today I believe.
Please remain seated for a few announcements. The Catholic daughters in our parish are having the bake sale day today after all masses in the courtyard. They're doing this to raise funds to give out the scholarship for the graduating seniors this coming year. It's a good, wonderful thing to do, so please support them. Also, November 1st is All Saints Day, and it's a holy day of obligation. So please come to Mass. If you don't, in your confessions, I'll be punished twice. Saying extra masses and hearing extra confessions. So if we have the extra masses, please come to Mass that day. It's a day for all of us. We celebrate the day that we'll be saint one day too. And so we have the on the eve that's the October 31st, we have the 5:30 Mass. It'll be here. And then the next day, the two masses are 7 in the morning and at noon. I'll be here in the main church as well. And also on November 2nd, the next day will be All Souls Day. And of course, we all have our beloved deceased who've gone before us in faith, our grandparents, parents, aunts, uncles, our loved ones. You'd like to pray for them in the novenas. The ushers are passing on the envelopes to fill it out and then leave into the baskets next week, or perhaps as you go out, and we'll have the 9 days in novena to pray for them. And also, this Sunday is Priesthood Sunday. And downstairs they have a little bit of cake and cookies and punch. You'd like to come down there to celebrate with us, you may do so. If not, I ask you to do me a favor to pray one Hail Mary for the priest in our diocese. If you do that, I'll get about 500 Hail Marys today. But let us now stand and pray. Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.